I'd like to call the 2019 State Convention of the South Carolina National Federation of the Blind to order. Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to see everybody here today, and happy 75th anniversary to the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina. Let's hear it for the NFBFSC. I'm glad you guys are on time and we're here. I think there's some folks late, but we have a door prize to give out and has a picture on it. And I think the picture of it is Ben Franklin. So we have a $100 door prize. Let's have that door prize.
Okay, does anybody care if it's wrinkled, old, ugly, or crisp? It's a $100 bill. Gail Nelson. Gail Nelson.
Raise your hand.
In the room.
Gail is here.
Okay, thank you.
Gail said lunch is on her. All right. Let me have your attention, please. At this time, I'd like to call on Isaiah Nelson, who is a board member of the National Federation of the Blind, and he will give our invocation this morning. Isaiah.
Good morning, everybody. Hello. All right. If we are family, then can we all get along together? All right, that's what the music says. I got a few hands on that one, but it's up to us, right? Okay. But just want to say, that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice together and be glad in it. We, if it wasn't for us, there could be no federation. But we want to say this morning, thank God for who we are and for what we are doing together to make a wonderful, blessed organization here. And if we all put our little 2 cents in, we can even make it better. Agree? Okay, can we stand for a minute? Just let's stand for the Lord. Let's do it that way, okay? Okay, let us pray. Our Father God, we come this morning to say thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for this opportunity to come together again, Lord God. We thank you for what you have done and what you're going to do on this day, on this weekend, Father. We pray that you would keep everybody safe. Help us to love one another as you have commanded us to do so, Father. Lord God, we all have sinned and come short of your glory. But we just want to say thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Thank you for this day. And we just ask you that you would just bless every speaker that is here, that is going to be here today, Father. Help us that we may learn something this weekend, God, that we can carry on and to make this a better organization. We give you all the praises, all the honor, and all the glory for us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
If y'all can remain standing or stand back up, we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Imagine the flag being up here. Anyway, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Remain standing. We're going to do the NFB pledge now. We're going to do it a little differently. I learned this in Charleston. A lot of you guys are not familiar with the pledge, but we're going to get that way. By George, by the time I'm finished being president, we're going to know this pledge. But anyway, I'm going to say it, and I want you to repeat what I'm saying, all right? So I pledge to participate actively in the effort of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind. To support the policies and the programs of the Federation and to abide by its constitution. Y'all can be seated. Thank you. All right. You know, it takes a lot of folks to do a convention, and I have a young lady here who has worked very hard with the reception and other matters, and here to introduce to you is the chairperson of our planning committee for this convention. Here is Jennifer Baser.
Good morning. Who had a good time last night? Sight unseen. It was amazing. Thank you to Jim and Jan and all of those who were there with Sight Unseen. You did an awesome job. We just want to thank everybody who's made the last night possible. If I were to name everyone, I probably, Frank would be tapping me. So, Pam and the decoration crew, Malaya helped, Miss Deborah helped, a lot of people helped in decorating for that event. And we had just so many people involved. Steve and Shannon did a lot of the publicity, getting it out there. To the public and just being aware. Auction items. Everyone in here brought auction items, and we appreciate that. We will see Pam later to get those auction items and settle up with her. She'll be at the back of the room, and we'll be able to take your payment for that. So we appreciate it. Now I am going to ask our students and some of our Successful Transitions choir to come up, please. As they're coming forward, I also want to announce that I forgot last night that we have Helen Tackett with Calico Photography, who has been taking photos of this event. She was here last night, and she'll be here all day today. Helen's here. She's getting you grooving and moving, so we'll get to have our computer science division put those pictures up when they become available, and we'll have captions. Miss Helen will help us with that. It will be great. You guys ready? Is everybody ready? Brooklyn. No Brooklyn. You would like.
many things that held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know you've got a long, long way to go. And where you'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back.
Anybody
can sing with us? We're polishing up our act. If you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing go.
Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our
All right. Got a dance and Pete working now, don't we? Huh? Okay, at this time, let me have your attention, please. We're excited now, but let me have your attention. Also trying to get used to this mic. We got a mic up here that I think the face of it is as big as a dime. So pretty small. But anyway, I know we had some difficulties with our goodie bags and so forth. I'm gonna ask Isaiah to come back and make an announcement about that. I think
good morning again. Okay, we're asking that if you did not get a bag yesterday during registration, to please come back to the registration table this morning and get your bags, okay? All the bags were not put out yesterday. It was a nice little snack bag. All the bags were not put out. That's the reason why. So if you would just come on down and pick up your bag, please be honest with yourself and with your neighbors too. Okay? Thank you.
All right. The Columbia chapter has been very gracious this weekend as well. And the goodie bags they provided them. Let's give them a big hand for the goodie bags. Awesome. And to bring you greetings from our host chapter here in Columbia, here's the president of the Columbia chapter, Tiffany Mitchell.
Oh, into the chapel, and we're gonna get mad.
Oh, wow.
Oh, into the chapel, and we're gonna get married. We really love you, and we're gonna get married. Go and
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. I bring greetings from the Columbia chapter. I hope everyone enjoyed theirself last night. What a good time it was. I would also like to take a moment to say hello and good morning to everybody who's listening on the stream this morning. I had some friends from Charleston who wanted to be here and could not make it. So will y'all take a moment and say good morning to everybody who's listening on the stream? Any first timers? Well, good morning. If there's anything any of us can do, especially my Columbia chapter folks, please feel free to let us know. I would also like to welcome our national rep and his beautiful wife. We also have joining us this morning two lovely ladies from Georgia, the state affiliate president, Miss Dorothy
Griffin.
I'm sorry, I'm about to choke. Griffin. And Vanessa Meadows. So, I hope everyone is prepared for a good day. And I ask that you take time to speak to everyone, get to know everybody, make everyone feel welcome. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
Okay, we want to take a few minutes to thank our sponsors for this convention. We've had about five sponsors, if my math is correct. We have different levels. On our goal level, we have Vespero. Also at the goal level, we have Sprint Vision Access. On our silver level, we have Humanware. We have the Farmers Telephone Co-op from Sumter. And we have one of my favorite restaurants in town, the Blue Marlin. Thank you to all our sponsors. That really helps us out a great deal, and we appreciate all that you do. Oh, OrCam is a sponsor too. Okay, let's give OrCam a big hand. Absolutely. One of the most important committees at this convention is the nominating committee. And I'm going to try to read. The microphone is set up a little bit differently up here this year. So I'm going to try to read the nominating committee letter that I sent to the nominating committee and then call out the nominating committee. So please bear with me. July 31st, 2019, to nominating committee. Dear colleagues, under the NFB of SC Constitution, the state president is required to appoint a nominating committee for the election of board members at the state convention. I am asking those who receive this letter to serve in this important role. You will need the following information in order to participate on the nominating committee. Please study it carefully. David Houck will serve as the chairman of the nominating committee, representing the Parents of Blind Children's division. And the time will be after the banquet this evening, and it will be in Palmetto 2. The nominating committee will be responsible for nominating five board positions. Current officers are President Frank Koppel, First Vice President Lenora Robertson, Second Vice President Deborah Canty, Secretary Shannon Cook, Treasurer Valerie Warrington. The executive officers are not up for re-election this year. Five board positions are up for re-election. They are as follows: District 1, District 3, and District 5, and two at-large positions. The three districts are currently represented by Loretta Green, Upper Dorchester, 1st District, Keith Redding of Lawrence, 3rd District, Linda Disley of Lee County, 5th District, and Isaiah Nelson and Ed Bible of Columbia, members at large. The five board members who are not up for re-election are Steve Cook of Columbia, 2nd District, J.W. Smith of Greenville, 4th District, and Garrett Mosley of Darlington in the 6th District. The two members at large, board members who are not up for election this year, are currently held by Jamie Allison of Cherokee County and Tiffany Mitchell of Columbia. The first district has the following county representation: Horry County, Georgetown, Berkeley, Charleston, Dorchester, Buford, Jasper, and Colleton. The third district has the county representation: Aiken, Abbeville, Lawrence, Greenwood, Edgefield, and McCormick counties. And the fifth district has the following county representation: Sumter, Kershaw, Fairfield, Newberry, York, Lee, Chesterfield, and Lancaster counties. Candidates nominated for board positions representing the three districts must be from counties located in the district. The two members at large can be elected from anywhere throughout the state. You have been appointed to a very important convention committee. The NFEFSC has great diversity, which is an outstanding strength. All dues-paying members who are in good standing are eligible to run for office. And so let me go over now the committee. Demetrius Williford, Anderson, Constance Miller, Belvedere, Laverne Addison, Charleston, Jamie Allison, Cherokee, Nancy Reyes, Chesterfield, Marty McKenzie, Clarendon, Tiffany Mitchell, Columbia, Laverne Wilson, Conway, Garrett Mosley, Darlington, James Nelson, Georgetown, Charles Borden, Grand Strand, J.W. Smith, Greenville, Tommy McNeil, Greenwood, Tamika Williams, Lancaster, Helen McNora, Lawrence, Linda Disley Lee, Valerie Warrington, Newberry, Lenora Robertson, Rock Hill, Deborah Canty, Sumter, Vernon Smith, Union, Loretta Green, Upper Dorchester, Tom Spittle, Computer Science and Technology Division, and David Half Parents, Shelley Koppel Seniors Division, and AJ McFadden Student Division. Okay, those folks will meet immediately following the banquet this evening in Palmetto 2 to come up with our slate of officers for our five board positions. Last summer at our state convention last August, I spoke about during my presidential report a possible proposed amendment to change our membership, our membership and so forth, and to include SIDA members who now are not allowed to vote or hold office, but they call associate members, to include SIDA members in the process of voting and holding office. We have come up with a proposed amendment. What I'm going to do is read Article 15, which is deals with amendments to the Constitution. I will then read the current amendment, which is Article 3, dealing with membership, and then I will read the proposed amendment. We will hear it this morning, and then we will vote on it later in the convention, as the Article 15 says. But I'll read Article 15 right now. Amendments. The Constitution may be amended at any regular meeting of this organization by an affirmative vote of two-thirds of the voting members present, provided the proposed amendment has been submitted in writing and read at a previous business session, and provided it is in compliance with the provisions of the Charter of Affiliation received from the National Federation of the Blind and with the policies of the National Federation of the Blind. Okay, I will now read what the current amendment says. This is what's in our Constitution right now. Article 3, membership. Section 1, at least a majority of the active members of this organization must be blind. Active membership shall be of two classifications: A, voting members who must be blind, and B, associate members who are sighted and who shall have the privileges and responsibilities except that of holding office and voting. 2, all voting members of local chapters or divisions shall automatically become voting members of this organization with the right to vote, serve on committees, speak on the floor, and hold office. 3, any blind person who is not affiliated with a local chapter or division may become a voting member of this organization by receiving a majority vote of the voting members present and voting at a convention, or by complying with requirements established by the Board of Directors. We in South Carolina, we have done many a times, if a person wants to be a member at large, the state board looks at that application and votes on it. That's how we handle it. All right. So that's the amendment as it stands right now. And this is the proposed amendment. Article 3, membership, section 1. Though this organization exists to promote the economic, social, and spiritual well-being of blind South Carolinians, active membership shall be comprised of both blind and sighted members. At least the majority of the active members of this organization must be blind. All members of this organization shall have the right to vote and hold office, except that only blind members shall be eligible to serve in the office of president and vice president. Section 2, all voting members of local chapters, and this is the same as it was before, all voting members of local chapters or divisions shall automatically become voting members of this organization with the right to vote, serve on committees, speak on the floor, and hold office. Section 3, any person, we took out the word blind, any person who is not affiliated with a local chapter or division may become a voting member of this organization by receiving majority vote of the voting members present and voting at a convention, or by complying with requirements established by the Board of Directors. So that's the proposed amendment. We read it now this afternoon. I'll open it up for discussion and we'll vote on it at that time. This afternoon constitutes as another business session.